Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Sebwing Fire Department responded to a fire at around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Besides the Sebwing Fire Department, the Sebwing Ambulance and Sebwing Police were dispatched for a fully engulfed garage and pole building fire in the 300 block of East Main Street, a half block off of M25. The Sebwing Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call and with a fast attack on the fire were able to keep it from extending to the home, which was only a mere 6 feet away from the garage, according to information from the Sebwing Police Department. While battling the blaze, the Sebwing Fire Department received mutual aid assistance from the Owendale Fire Department and from the ACW Unionville Fire Department. Also, the Michigan State Police assisted the Sebwing Police with traffic control at the scene. The garage, as well as its contents, which included an antique tractor, were a total loss. The fire departments were able to clear the scene by approximately 10:30 a.m., and according to Sebwing Police Chief Steve Repke, there were no injuries. And another local and regional news for today. Over the last few years, short-term rentals and food trucks have become so popular that townships and villages have had to enact ordinances to govern them. The village of Sebwing is working on updating its ordinances to keep pace with the changing times. Village officials referred the drafting of proposed short-term rental properties and drafting an ordinance for food trucks to the Planning Commission to work on. Also, during the last Office Administration Committee meeting, it was reported that the suspension and department policy procedures are in the process of being reviewed by the village's legal counsel. And it was decided that village offices will be closed on Friday, December the 26th, as well as Friday, January the 2nd of 2026. Because of that, village employees will need to either use their vacation time or their comp time in order to be paid for those 2 days. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Israel has struck Lebanon's capital for the first time since June, saying it killed Hezbollah's chief of staff and warning the Iranian-backed militant group not to rearm and rebuild. Sunday's strike in Beirut was launched almost a year after a ceasefire ended the latest Israel-Hezbollah war. Hezbollah confirmed the killing of Haytham Tarabai and said that the strike threatened an escalation of attacks. The strike came days before Pope Leo XIV is scheduled to visit Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry said 5 people were killed and 25 wounded. Israeli airstrikes over southern Lebanon have intensified while it pressures Lebanon to disarm Hezbollah. And Chicago has entered what many consider an uneasy phase of a Trump administration immigration crackdown that has already led to thousands of arrests. While a U.S. Border Patrol commander known for leading intense and controversial surges moved on to North Carolina, federal agents are still arresting immigrants across the nation's third largest city and its suburbs. A growing number of lawsuits are also stemming from the crackdown and are winding their way through the courts. Authorities are investigating the actions of the agents involved, including a fatal shooting. Activists say they are not letting their guard down in case things ramp up, while many residents in the Democratic stronghold, where few welcome the crackdown to begin with, remain anxious. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Sunday, November the 23rd of 2025. John Carl Leiprandt, age 100 of Southgate, passed away on November the 22nd of 2025. A funeral service for John Carl Leiprandt will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November the 29th at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 11 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be made to Gideon's International or to the Hayes United Methodist Church. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Arlene E. Barber, age 83, of Bad Axe, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral services for Arlene E. Barber will be held on Tuesday, November 25th, at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 2 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Industries, and condolences may be shared online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Emily Christine Booms, age 76 of Harbor Beach, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral mass for Emily Christine Booms will be Tuesday, November 25th at the St. Anthony's Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Visitation for Emily Christine Booms will be at the church on Tuesday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. The family will be having a private burial at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And for a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.